A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the day came for them to be purified, as laid down by the law of Moses, they took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him, observing what stands written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male must be consecrated, and also to offer in sacrifice, in accordance with what is said in the law, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now in Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was an upright and devout man. He looked forward to Israel's comforting, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ of the Lord. Prompted by the Spirit, he came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the law required, he took him in his arms and blessed God, and he said, "Now, Master, you can let your servant go in peace, just as you promised, because my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all the nations to see. A light to enlighten the pagans, and the glory of your people Israel." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Simeon praises God as he reaches out to embrace and hold the Christ child. Simeon went to the temple to pray, and like most people of that time, he did not know about the birth of Jesus. Well, that is, he did not know in his head, yet in his heart, he had been waiting a long time for God. So, in a sense, he was ready to be surprised. Simeon sees the one for whom he is waiting, now in his arms. And thus, he is able to announce he is ready to die, because his own eyes have seen the salvation promised by God. At Christmas time, standing near to a nativity scene, I saw a most beautiful sight. I was at the hospital, and a little boy who had been sick came to the foyer to gaze in wonder and awe at the nativity scene. After touching all the child-sized figures with great tenderness, he stepped out of the scene, sat cross-legged on the floor, oblivious to anyone watching him. Next moment, he leaned forward, picked up the Christ child from the cradle, and cradled him in his arms. It was a moment of great awe and wonder for all who witnessed the sight. And I must say, I thought of Simeon and wondered if that was this little boy's name. Our perceptions may be shaped by our five physical senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. However, we also have heart senses of beauty, wonder, awe, love, and intuition. In the land of our hearts, we see beyond our usual perception. We see the mystery of Jesus' birth in our everyday lives. This little four-year-old, like Simeon, had well-developed interior senses. Yes, each firstborn may well belong to God, and like Jesus, be taken into the temple. Yet we all belong to God in the temple of our being, in that sacred place where our inner senses gaze in wonder and awe, as we too reach out to embrace and to hold the Christ child. Simeon blessed the parents of Jesus and then spoke to Mary of the sword that would pierce her soul. We know from experience how Simeon's prophecy is also for us. In Jewish imagery, the sword was to divide, define, and decide. Jesus calls us to this stance in life and to stand on the side of the poor, the suffering, and those who are marginalized. So when we experience pain in life, if it is for others as well as ourselves, we can carry it with freedom because we trust in God and because, like Simeon, we reach out to embrace and hold the Christ child in the pain of the other. Recently, at a Christmas play in the rural area, a little girl took the part of the angel standing beside Mary. Now, the play seemed long for the little angel, and what did she do? She simply sat on Mary's knee for comfort and to rest. A pain shared is a pain that can be carried. We build a community of faith, faith in justice and peace around the Christ child of Christmas. Simeon knew this, as did Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus. And Simeon knew that as he gave praise to God for this wonderful gift, there would also be suffering, suffering for Mary and for us, before we can die in peace. So, dear friends, each time we reach out in love and care to someone in need, we are like Simeon. We take the Christ child in our arms and we preach Emmanuel. God is with us. Indeed, our God is with us. So let us find every opportunity to reach out, to embrace and hold the Christ child. Blessings.